Gus, fantastic to be here at the Great Magnificence, of course, as the annual Festivus, as we have Central Coast and also Newcastle coming up to play Central North between 12s and opens. Great to see we've got ladies part of it as well, but it's a great start to the season, isn't it?
Yeah, great start, mate. It's always the defining moment. Cricket is now finished and rugby's full on. The two sports, the winter and summer sports, are starting to merge a bit, but now this is the line in the sand, and for those guys playing rugby, it's now. It's moving forward from here.
Well, we haven't had lack of numbers for Central North, and did you get a bit out of the annual day we have with Central West? And it's great to see they've put that on in Coonabarabin a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it's great, mate. Coonabarabin's in a town that's coming from the depths with their juniors, and they've got their biggest numbers this year they've had in a long time. Always great to play Central West. It doesn't matter what age group, they're a stronghold in each age group, so it's a good yardstick at where we are at that part of the season. So to be able to do that, refine a few things, and then come here for two games today, couldn't ask for a better start to the rep season.
Yeah. Also, of course, where do you go to for the country champs this year? And, of course, we've got another Festivus up there in Armidale to take on our good friends from the mid-north coast.
Yeah, so we've got Hunter to play today, and then our next trial game is in Armidale against New England and the mid-north coast. Great to see New England get a team in the under-12s at the country champs this year. Really good for that area. So looking forward to that. Love Armidale, mate. It's my hometown, so I love getting back there and playing. All my mates' sons always puts a little bit of extra fun into it.
Yeah. Also, of course, the Scone Junior Rugby Club training's, of course, on Friday nights there from around about 5:30, 6 o'clock. Looking forward to a big season once again as the season starts in April at the very balmy climes of Walker. How are we looking forward to the season?
Yeah, Walker, mate. We're all looking forward to Walker. Our season proper training starts in a fortnight's time. And so we'll start to ramp up from our under-6s to our under-12s, but our older group, under-14s, and our older girls will start training next Wednesday moving forward. But no, good numbers across it. Always looking for more, but comfortable where we're at the moment.
And finally, of course, you run the Great Magnificence, which is McCallum English in Scone, buying properties and selling properties off a break. How is it up here? And are they going to get this right as far as the bypass, or are they going to put it on the same side is what the railway line is in the road, if you know what I mean?
Time will tell, mate. Look, it's great to see the bypass going in. We must thank the great Barnaby Joyce for securing those funds for us. McCallum English is good, going through a really dry period in the Upper Hunter here. So our stock guys have been really busy. Our merchandise department's been overworked with drought feed. And now a threatening of rain, so lots of oats and forage has gone in, some super sole, but that rain unfortunately didn't eventuate to the depths it was predicted. But anyway, we'll move on and look forward to the next change, mate.
Yeah. Well, Gus, it's fantastic to see you here as part of the Central North Under-12s. Also, of course, you're part of the Scone Brumbies Junior Rugby Club. Looking forward to a big, big season.
Yeah, mate, our Under-12 Central North team had a training run at the Brumbies Park yesterday, and I must say it's a bunch of old boys have got back in on the committee, and I can say that new enthusiasm from the old boys plus the committee, a few of the members from the committee last year, that oval and that clubhouse has never looked so good, mate. So big year for the boys. They're looking for numbers, as all towns are, but we're certainly looking for numbers. But behind the scenes, things couldn't be any stronger for the seniors.